No landmines have in common. Hold that thought. The storytelling of the Christian church took a big leap from the wonderstruck story of the three magi bearing gifts to visit Jesus, the newborn king, high priest, and savior of the universe, in that little town of Bethlehem, to our first encounter of the adult Jesus, debuting in the margins of his world in the Judean desert by the banks of River Jordan, to be baptized by his cousin John, who has been nicknamed the Baptizer, for he has been drawing crowds in the desert, calling anyone who would listen to him to confess their sins and be baptized. According to Matthew, the evangelist, from whose gospel we read this year, this child marginally escaped being slaughtered by the powerful and super insecure King Herod the Great, thanks to the warning from angels, God's ever trustworthy messengers, and became refugee in Egypt until it was safe to return home after the king's death. But before you sit back and relax and think all will be fine from now on, let's be vigilant. For the likes of Herod is everywhere, and they are in every age. Friends, the story of the baptism of Jesus continues the theme of Epiphany, of making known what is hidden, as we witness the glory of God lavishly being made known in Jesus, who came to Jordan from Nazareth. In it, there is the symbol of water, a primal element that sustains all life. Without it, no life form exists. Too much of it, we get drowned, and a body of water forms a physical barrier to access. We also have the dove as a symbol of the Spirit of God. On your bulletin, you see the Spirit as a staff representing the Spirit of God, which is present whenever new life is being called forth. Like in the creation story in Genesis, like the vision the prophet Ezekiel shared when dry bones were brought back to life. All these moments were enabled by the dawning of the Holy Spirit, God's spirit of creativity. And here is the best, the utterance of that still small voice of God, carrying no punch, no shame, but simply a lavish message of belonging and belovedness to propel everyone who hears it into living a life as a beloved one. Have you ever thought of what it means for you to live your life as a beloved one of God? Does that simple but profound understanding influence your daily actions, what you do, who you welcomed, who you spend time praying in your prayer, how you spend your money, who you vote for? our baptismal identity as a beloved one of God. We, from the story, know that Jesus began his public mission soon after this baptism in the Jordan by John. So in a way, to be baptized is to be baptized into God's mission. Mission is a big word, said my former professor John Bowen. He said over the centuries, that basic meaning has often been encrusted with negative meanings. Mission as imperialism, mission as assimilation, or mission as violence. But when you look at the person of Jesus of Nazareth, his life, his teaching, his work, the people he hung out with, the people and powers he criticized, it becomes clear that when the word is used in the church that he founded, missions means love. Loving as a beloved one of God. But as good as it sounds, here is the bias beware warning. Being baptized into the mission of love is nothing like the Hallmark movie, how the Hallmark movies portrays as living happily hereafter. Here comes my story of baptism and the minefield. Okay, I have the first slide. I was at Casa El Yahud, the traditional baptism site of Jesus, as mentioned in today's gospel, situated in the West Bank of Palestine in May of 2016. The site was closed for pilgrims during my first visit to the Holy Land way back in 1998. In fact, this traditional site where seven Byzantine churches stood has been sealed off by landmines since Israel's 1967 war with Jordan. According to the Halo Trust, the British NGO working on demining Christian pilgrimage sites to build peace, this 1 square kilometer site contains more than 2,600 anti-tank mines and other 1,200 anti-personnel mines and an unknown number of booby traps within the churches, as well as unexploded ordnance left behind after the fighting. The next slide, please. And this is just a glimpse of what life in the occupied territory is like. As we were told that there are 1.5 million mines in the Palestinian territories and the Jordan Valley. 1.5 million mines. I'm mentioning this because this put me a totally different spin on my pilgrimage to this holy site and on the meaning of baptism itself. Driving through the narrow strip of road, freed of landmines since 2011, when access to the traditional baptism site was made possible by the Israeli government, I saw yellow signs scattered along both sides of the barbed wire fences, warning dangers, mines. The next slide, please. So just entering into this traditional baptism site, on both sides of the roads, they were full of these yellow signs. Dangers, mines. This encounter of danger was so visceral that it has transformed the symbol of immersing oneself into the body of water into a deep act of faith. It struck me for the first time in such intensity that baptism is about walking into your own death, risking all that I have and all that I am. To die with Christ and to resurrect with Christ, words that are often said during the rite of our baptism has taken on new meaning for me that day. My baptism is about life and death, not just for my own life and my own death, but in this single act of passing through death to life, unites me in the purpose and missions with the life and death of humanity, and arguably the whole creation, including the river, the forest, the whales, the salmons, and the wolves. Baptism, as a rite of initiation, opened to us the deep well of compassion for the whole universe. And through my baptism, I can keep returning to this well to draw on the compassion of Jesus, to bear witness against the culture of fear, intimidations, and violence surrounding us. This week, I return to this well particularly to draw on compassion upon hearing the news of the murder of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, brutally shot by ICE agents earlier this week. The Right Reverend Craig Lawyer, the Episcopal Bishop of Minneapolis, said this on the day when the news was broken. He said, "King Herod meets the news King Jesus with fear that quickly turned into a murderous rage as he slaughters an untold number of infants to eliminate the threat to his power. The Herods of the world, with their fear-driven campaign of terror, are ever with us. This week in Minneapolis, after deploying thousands of federal immigration agents in recent date, Renee Nicole Good, a beloved of God, was shot and killed by those agents. While the news is crushing, as people of the Epiphany, our call is to stand in the midst of a world where Herod continues to flex and posture, not in outrage or with reciprocal violence, but gazing in wonder and expectations for the joyful manifestations of Jesus wherever the poor, the outsider, the weak, and the oppressed are to be found." He continues, "As people of the Epiphany, in the midst of a world where cruelty tries to pose as power, we continue to rejoice in the assurance that absolute and final power resides in the poor and crucified Jesus, who alone is the true King. Our Epiphany joy is not some naive and shallow notions that everything will be good and okay, when everything is so obviously not okay. Our Epiphany joy is the deep, defiant, revolutionary hope we have in the assurance that love is the most powerful force in the universe. Like the wise one searching for Bethlehem, we wait, we watch, we follow where love leads, knowing that only God's action in the world can finally and fully heal all that the lust for a false and hollow power had broken down, world without end. As an epilogue, all the minds in Casa El Yahud were completely demined in 2019. And now the whole site, including these seven Byzantine churches, are open for pilgrims to visit. The whole site is now under new management of the Israel Nature and Park Authority. If you visit the traditional baptism site of Jesus today, you will find it just like a theme park, very safe. But are you satisfied with a baptism of safety? Or do you follow the example of Jesus as you who have spent years being apprentices of Jesus to live fearlessly, speaking against the threats of violence, especially with the ones who have no ones to protect? May the same spirit and the same voice that spoke to Jesus as he emerged from the Jordan River fill you with boldness and strength that you will bear witness to the gospel in words and in your life. Amen.